Page 81. Listening. Exercises 4A and 4B.
Good morning. On today's episode of Love in the 21st Century, we're sharing our worst breakup stories. Do you have a story to share? Give us a call or text us your story of love gone bad. First up, we have Lena. Hi, Lena. What's your story?
So, I met this guy Lucas on an online dating service. I'd gone out with him a couple of times, but it just wasn't working for me. I wanted to let him down easy. You know, I didn't want to be a jerk, but I couldn't think of what to say. So I asked a good friend for advice. Having had tons of experience with online dating, she told me what always worked for her. She would message them and say, "I don't think I'm the right person for you." That sounded a little wishy-washy to me, but I figured she had more experience, so I went for it. Almost immediately, Lucas shot me an angry text, asking me how I could possibly know what was best for him.
So, what did you do?
I wrote him back, saying, "I'm sorry that I wasn't clear. In fact, I am sure that you are not the right person for me."
So much for letting him down easy. So, that's Lena's story about the perils of dating apps. Up next is Max. You're on the air.
Okay, so I had this girlfriend, Sarah, who was really into pottery, you know, making pots and plates and stuff. I always thought her pottery was really, really ugly. But you know, I loved her, so I had her stuff all over my apartment. Anyway, one day she leaves me for another guy. I was furious, and to get back at her, I took all those hideous plates and pots and threw them onto my patio. Well, you won't believe this, but not a single one broke. So I didn't even get the satisfaction of smashing that stuff up. Unlike our relationship, it turns out they were unbreakable.
That's a good one, Max. Okay, up next is Trudy. What's your story?
Well, there was this guy, Dan, who I thought was just a good friend. You know, someone to hang out with. We did some stuff together, but nothing romantic or anything. Just friends, you know? Well, one day he calls me all serious and asks me to go for a walk on the beach. I thought maybe he wanted to talk to me about girl trouble or something, but when we get to the beach, he tells me things aren't working out for us. He really wants to stay friends, but he needs to break up with me.
Wait a minute. I thought you said you weren't going out with him.
Exactly. That's what I thought, but somehow he had the idea we were dating. The girl trouble was me.
So you got dumped by someone you weren't even dating?
You've got it.
Wow, that's a good one. A story about having been dumped without even knowing you were going out.